One night, the man on the news said the world would end at sunset, and this made sense because the Bible says the world will explode. And so you sat and watched the sunset, waiting for the end.
And that's supposed to be one of the lighter ones?
It always seems to get a laugh.
Really?
Yeah, maybe it's on the spectrum of Andrew Clark poems.
In his debut collection titled Jesus in the Trailer, Clark's poetry reads like connected but fragmented short stories. Clark, who lives in Candler, sees this work as a sort of roadmap of turmoil, hurt, and hope in the American Southeast.
There are some darker moments in the book. There's addiction is a topic that comes up. Violence comes up. I try to talk about race relations in the South. I try to talk about the beauty of what we have as Southerners, but also not mask the ugliness of some of our history.
Clark earns his living in financial planning and business consulting, and he spent 13 years as a professor of finance at South University in Savannah, Georgia. But the arts have always been central to his life. Clark makes a distinction between playing the fiddle and the violin, and he did both. But he saw himself as a writer from the time a childhood friend gave him a book of Langston Hughes poetry. Clark went on to study English literature at Georgia Southern.
I was writing about the mountains when I didn't live in the mountains. I started a number of different novels and short stories and things that were about topics about which I didn't have familiarity. And that's one reason they didn't work. I don't know that I'll always write about this area, but it's almost, at this point, and the work I've done thus far, it's almost a character in the work, the mountains, yeah.
Clark grew up in a home he said regarded Southern Baptist as a religion too liberal. But in the title poem to his new collection, Clark said he's skewering what's known as the prosperity gospel.
The boy found Jesus in the trailer, resting on the edge of a mountain, rocking gently on cinder blocks. Inside, a sweaty arm with a cross tattoo slapped the wall, and Mama brought beer without speaking. Up the ladder in July, his girlfriend took off her top, leaving only red, white, and blue bottoms. They sunbathed there, aluminum heat burning their backs. When she threw her leg over his lap, he wanted to think of pure things. He wanted to think of church things. He wanted his shot at redemption. The logic goes, if you're struggling, if you're poor, then you must not have the right faith. For me, putting Jesus in the trailer park, as I do in a couple of these poems, is a way to push back against that. When I write about the people who have the faith traditions I came from, I want to do that with love and an appreciation. Certainly there's some disagreement there, there's some tension, but I don't want to disrespect the people.
Clark also doesn't want his family to read too much into his poetry, insisting his work ranges from whole fiction to abstracted versions of his own experience. In the end, he said, he wants readers to fill in the blanks with their own interpretations.
You always have some things that you don't want to write about as a writer, and those are things you should write about. But I didn't really want to write about religion. I mean, the book is called Jesus in the Trailer. I didn't want to go there. But something happened whenever I allowed myself to go there and just be vulnerable and be honest. I mean, there are poems about divorce in this book. They can make for some great art if you just allow yourself to be honest and feel that pain.
Clark is shopping a finished novel to publishers and working on a follow-up. Meantime, he reads from Jesus in the Trailer, January 12th at Malaprops in Asheville. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.